There is a spiritual reality here that is not known to the senses. And that reality is described in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. For when we on this holy day come to this place to worship, we come to a festival at which millions of angels have already gathered right here. We come as church, the assembly of the firstborn enrolled as citizens of heaven. And we gather in the presence of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is no better place on earth to be. But you know, it's only just a foretaste of heaven. The city of the living God, our heavenly homeland, the heavenly Jerusalem, described vividly for us in our second reading from Hebrews. But the sacred writer, amidst all the beautiful images that he uses to talk about the heavenly Jerusalem, there's one thing in there that's a little bit surprising. Because he says that we will come to God himself, not described as father or shepherd or some other consoling descriptor, but as supreme judge. A sober reminder to us of something that we are perhaps in denial about, but it's repeated so often throughout the New Testament, namely, that we will all face God's judgment. And the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that the heavenly Jerusalem is inhabited by the spirits of the upright who have been made perfect. Now let's come back to the supreme judge in a minute. But now let's go to the gospel. You know, Hebrews again tells us about how in the heavenly Jerusalem there are millions of angels gathered for the festival. And in our gospel today, Jesus gathers with others for a feast in the house of one of the leading Pharisees. And then later he tells us how we are to conduct our own dinner party. And in both cases, the virtue that Jesus extols is humility. And he can talk to us about that because Jesus is the model of humility, the divine Son of God who enters our lowly human condition. So he can talk to us about that. Humility is what makes the spirits of the upright in heaven perfect. Humility is what will enable us to stand before the supreme judge. Because in the text that our first reading from Sirach comes from, there is a secret. And it tells us that even though the power of the Lord, the supreme judge, is great, he is merciful to the humble. Now, two things about this virtue of humility. First, we will never know if we have it. Because once you think you're humble, you ain't. And that leads us to the second thing about that virtue. That just underscores how important it is in the heavenly dispensation. Because we will always have to seek it, and the task will never be done. So here's the key. If we put ourselves in the lowest place, then on that day, the judge will say to us, "My friend, move up higher." Now, of course, the enemy of humility is pride. And in the text from Sirach that our first reading is taken from, if we read on, the vice of pride, the seriousness of it, is described in the gravest terms. It is called a disease, an evil growth that takes root in us. Now, you may not think you're proud, or maybe you do. But whether you think you're proud or not, we all have this disease. This disease is very, very subtle. And the symptoms of the vice of pride are not easily recognized. But that's another homily. But today I want to talk about the cure for the disease, because that's what Jesus gives us. And this is what he says today in the gospel. He says that if we want to strike and uproot that evil disease of pride, if we want to be humble, then we must serve and care for the poor, the lowly, the unwanted. And that they must have preference over our own self-interest, our relations, and our friends. Well, that's a hard word, but Jesus says it. And to do otherwise is the sin of pride, which is all about my agenda, because, of course, I am so important. Now, as you know, our church is one of the founding congregations of Impact, which seeks to do justice for the poor with other faith communities in our local area. And the faith communities of Impact gather three times a year, for an hour and a half each time to do the work of gospel justice. The next time Impact will gather will be right here in our church with other faith communities on the evening of October 27th, at which time we will hear personal testimonies about the problems in our community, and together all the faith communities will select what justice area that we will take on this year. Only an hour and a half. That's our chance to invite the poor, the lame, the crippled, the blind to a dinner party, so to speak. And if we can't do that little bit on October 27th, well, then maybe that pride, that self-seeking is really deeply rooted. But if we come, then we will take another step in that lifelong task of seeking the virtue of humility, that virtue which transforms the terrible justice of God to mercy. Amen.